Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to do a little family feud coming your way at about 5:30-ish. Dana mentioned this earlier in the show, but one of our favorites, Gerald Wilson. Did I pronounce that right? Is it Gerald? Gerald Wilson.
Gerald, yeah.
Navy petty officer. I think he's retired now. He is going to be doing the national anthem at the AFC Championship. Seventh in a row.
That voice will give you goosebumps.
Can you find him on YouTube or something?
Yeah.
And just give everybody a taste.
It's so good.
And while you're doing that.
And his God Bless America will bring you to your knees.
Yeah, either one is fine. Whichever's the best quality. Just so people can get a feel for his voice, because he is an amazing singer. And we're going to try to get him on the program later this week. Did you see who is in Taylor Swift's suite? Over the weekend.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark was here.
Yeah, we were all hanging out together.
Yep. Wearing Chiefs gear.
Did you guys enjoy the game?
She's a big Chiefs fan. I'm sorry.
Did you guys enjoy the game?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Saw the pictures on
Facebook. It was
awesome. Looked like you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was
fun.
Did
you hear Josh Allen last night say, and I know what he meant. But right after the Bills won, they go down to the sidelines. And is it Tracy? What's the brunette's sideline reporter? Sorry. She's down there. She's got the mic. She's like, you know, the Chiefs are up next. And Josh Allen says, you got to beat them to get past them.
Wow.
Thank you for that pearl of wisdom.
Is it Tracy?
You got to beat them to get past them. And we both looked at each other.
Tracy Wolf.
Did he just say you've got to beat them to get past them?
I mean, he's not wrong.
That is true.
That's right.
You do have to beat them to get past them.
And here is Gerald Wilson
at the
2013 World Series performing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the nights with the lights from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet.
Beautiful.
I don't think you were here, Scott, when I had him over to the station and we went back into that back studio and I had him record a couple things. And it, you just stop. And I'm just in awe of his voice. And he's such a kind-hearted soul. And that comes through in his singing, in his performing.
He's unbelievable. And he's from here, is he not?
He's here-ish. I want to say St. Louis.
Yeah, he lives in St. Louis.
He lives in St. Louis. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to hold that against him.
No, because I joked, actually. We're so glad to have you here, because, like, who would you sing for in St. Louis?
Wow.
And he goes, wow, you really went there?
Oh, and stay down.
Wow. Okay, we're going to do, like I mentioned, a family feud coming your way at about 5:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
From the New York Post, was this a bridge too far? A bungee jumping instructor in Spain made social media users hopping mad after pushing a terrified woman off a bridge despite her screaming and hanging onto the railing. A video of his brazen and violating act has amassed more than 4.2 million views.
What did he do?
So he had a bungee jumper, and she was on the bridge railing, not ready to go.
She was all hooked up, so she was ready to go in that sense.
Right, but then she got scared. She goes, no, 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 no. and he just pushes her off.
I would never sign up to do that anyway.
It says here in the clip, the reluctant jumper is seen being strapped into the bungee harness as she stands at the edge of a bridge overlooking a body of water far below. Mm-hmm. She fights back tears while repeating, no, 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 and vehemently shaking her head like a reticent bird leaving the nest.
Wow.
That's what it says here. Yeah, that's what the story says.
That's an odd analogy.
The petrified gal attempts to cling to the bridge's railing, but the instructor peels her hands off, a la Scar in The Lion King.
Okay.
And forces a selfie stick into her hand.
Now, by the end, Christina appears to be screaming with exhilaration and relief instead of terror, but people online had mixed feelings.
Yeah, so I think that they're misunderstanding what happened here. I have bungee jumped 7 or 8 times. I lost count.
You're a better man than me, buddy.
I've bungee jumped many times. And when you sign up to bungee jump, you obviously sign a waiver that you will not sue should the cord snap, whatever, all that good stuff. There is also a second portion of that because they know that people are very confident at the bottom of that bungee jump. And the second they get to the top where it's time to jump, they lose all of that confidence. Well, you can sign a separate sheet of paper that says if you lose your confidence, they will push you.
Because you're holding up the line.
And if you sign that paper and you go up to the top and you get all hooked up and you refuse to go and you sign the paper saying you're getting pushed, you're getting pushed.
Have you ever been pushed or you always jump?
Well, the very first time I did it, I stepped. Don't step. Jump and dive. But I've never been pushed.
What's wrong with just stepping off the
Well, my feet went first. And then when I hit the bottom of the cord, I was still upright when
yeah.
I reached it the bottom.
Violently forced you forward.
I was out for a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know how long it was. I woke up laughing.
She is laughing about it later. She says, I'm told I win the award already in 2025 for screaming.
With
the loudest screaming.
Yeah. I was thinking that there had to have been some agreement beforehand. Even if I say no, please, I want to do this.
Am I the only one that feels like I am not in a tropical place or a warm place right now, yet every single person I know around me is? Present company excluded.
So a lot of your friends are in the Caribbean?
Everyone I know is either Mexico, Palm Desert. I wrote a haiku about it today. Quit posting your photos. Schools are shutting down again tomorrow for the cold.
I just unfriend those people.
Jerks.
So if you are traveling, we have a new term that we need you to know. Move aside gate lice. Flight passengers are now debating the latest travel annoyance, and this has happened to you, Scott, that takes place on an actual plane. It is now called aisle lice.
Oh, yeah.
Gate lice drew headlines after American Airlines announced it was expanding new technology that will beep when you try to get up there and you're really, you know, boarding group D, and you try to go up in boarding group A and pretend like you don't know the difference.
Oh,
right?
Aisle lice. Yes, I know. Yes. I know these people.
So that's gate lice when you cut the line in hopes of boarding before it's your turn. Aisle lice is the person that as soon as the plane lands and you can take your seatbelt off, they're in the back, they jump up and run forward as if they're better than everyone else and they don't have to wait on everybody grabbing their bags.
No, we run forward because we're here. Let's get off the plane. Let's go.
No, that's
Why
not
do you
how
say
it works.
We there,
yeah.
Dan.
Are you an aisle louse?
Every now and then, I would get up and I would move forward because nobody else is getting up. I got all this room. I'm
oh,
here to do
Dan.
Something. Our job is to get off the plane
in We've an arrived. Orderly fashion.
In an orderly fashion, that's right.
But when you're so, for example, the first aisle louse that I met, or aisle louse that I met,
okay.
Yeah, was anyway. In Charlotte, North Carolina, when I was going to see my friend JoJo, who lived in South Carolina. But that was where my connecting flight was. And she was not trying to get to a connecting flight. I read the tag on her bag. Her address was in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an older woman. But see, when you're aisle lousing and you're running up, that means I can't get out of my seat when it comes time for me to
oh,
do
yes,
that.
Oh, yes, you can.
Some people are saying it is the single most annoying semi-new phenomenon. Now, the one time you're allowed to do that is when they make an announcement that because we were late, we have 16 passengers on board who are going to miss their connecting flight. Please let them get up first. And you see these people frantically running.
Yeah.
You know, they've got that look on their face like I'm about to miss my plane. That's not what this is. This is just the self-important person.
Wow. This is when the plane pulls in and so many people on the plane are surprised that we've arrived and we have to get up and move.
But if you're in aisle 20, what's the point in even standing up? Because aisles 1 through 19 have to deplane before you can even do anything.
They take too
long.
One
can hope.
They take too long. And Dan's right.
They do take too long.
I agree with that on the taking too long.
And I am a stander-upper immediate guy because my knee has been driving into the back of that seat for 4 hours, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, it seems to stem from a misguided belief that being first in line somehow grants a magical pass to bypass everyone else deplaning in an orderly fashion. Spoiler alert, it does not.
Damn.
But it's not an orderly fashion. We've been here for quite some time. Get up, grab your stuff, and let's go.
Yeah, but six of us can't stand in that one little plot of land.
But you can try.
Dan's right. I'm going to be honest. The person that waits and waits and waits and doesn't get their bag, and then when it's time for them to walk, they just now stand up, open the bin. I'm like, what have you been doing?
What I do is
12 minutes.
I will get out your bag, and I will hand it to you, and you keep it on your lap.
Okay.
Then I get out my bag, and I put it on my lap, and we sit down and wait our turn.
If you are preparing, I think that's awesome.
913-586-7798, louse.
Get out of my way.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Family Feud coming up in just a handful of minutes right after the 5:30 news. A U.S.-based plastic surgeon is warning against a popular cosmetic procedure as more people face the harsh reality of fillers after years of injecting them everywhere from their buttocks up to their ears.
We all know someone who's done it.
Ear filler has become a very trendy option, apparently, especially in Asia, where the technique originated.
You have to fill your ears. Why?
Dermatologist Dr. Jenny Liu recently revealed to followers on social media that ear filler has become one of the most popular requests from patients in China and South Korea.
Hoping for more plump lobes or what? What's the goal here? Also, aren't your ears one of the things on your body that never stops growing?
That is correct.
So if you have a plump lobe now, is it going to become a, you know?
Can I ask another question? For anyone, and I'm not judging, it's not my thing. For anyone who puts the spacers in their ears.
Gauges.
And then in 5 years or 10 years or 20, you decide you no longer want them, or you get a job in the service industry and you're told you have to cover them up. What does one do with the hanging ear meat?
Very judgy right
now.
No,
I'm just saying I've only seen it once where it is hanging and it honestly, it looks like I could have put my fist through it.
Yes, I've seen those as well. It's my understanding more often than not, because the way I've actually looked this up, your earlobe does not grow itself back together.
After a certain amount of time, it's...
So what they do is on the lower hanging of the gauged, no longer gauged earlobe, they cut that off and then they just reshape what's left of your earlobe.
But that would be considered elective plastic surgery. And I only ask because, you know, we are all aging and there is going to come a time where what was very popular in the 90s or 2000s is not popular at age 60, 70, or 80. And I wonder if that is one of the most regretted enhancements you can make physically. You know, some people say, I wish I hadn't gotten a tattoo. I wonder if that is one of the most regretted, because you can get a nose ring or an eyebrow ring. You can take that out and move on with your life if you decide it's not for you anymore.
That is one of, regarding the tattoo, that is one of two reasons I've never gotten one.
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
I mean, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
Like, regrets?
So funny.
But no, it's serious, because I don't want to get to be like 80 and realize that the Iron Maiden or Nebraska football tattoo that I got 30 years ago, while cool at the time, I just don't want it on my body anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've had people tell me that have had tattoos that they regret now getting the tattoo that's on their body.
Could, if let's say it's on your wrist, you could cover that up with makeup. There are other things you can do, you know, because I've heard the covering can be quite painful, quite expensive to do that.
You mean the removal?
The removal.
Yeah.
And so with a tattoo, I feel like it's not quite as cumbersome or expensive to not get rid of it, but reverse it the way that ear gauges would be.
See, I've never understood. And listen, I don't care what you do to your body. It's yours. You can do whatever you want. The ear gauge thing has always been one that I'm like, what was the decision? And how do you get that first one? Because you don't insert the big giant ones right out of the gate.
No, it's gradual.
Yeah, you have to expand the earlobe.
It's a long cone initially. I know people that have gauges. It starts out as a long cone, and around that cone is a silicone ring. And that ring is what goes in your ear. And as you want it to stretch, you push the cone further in, obviously, over time. And it stretches slowly.
That sounds painful.
So when you start out, there's more of the cone in front of the ear than behind the ear type of thing.
So that's what those are.
The long, pointy cones that you see? Yeah, mm-hmm. They're stretching them out.
All right.
I had no idea.
Before we go to break, do you know what today is?
Martin Luther King Day and Inauguration Day.
Yes.
Monday, the 20th.
And?
Coldest day of the year so far.
The day after Sunday.
Today is the day they have dubbed Blue Monday, astrologically speaking, the saddest day of the year.
Hey, go for a walk.
Outside now? You'd be dead in 5 minutes.
Studies mm-hmm. show that going for a walk improves your mood.
A combination of post-holiday come down, resolution failure, financial reckoning, and the long nights of winter conspire to make the third Monday in January, quote, the most depressing day of the year.
And Friday was the day that everybody, on average, drops their New Year's resolution.
True. That is correct.
Combined with Monday being loathsome, January is routinely ranked as America's least favorite month. Thus, Blue Monday is probable, if not expressibly provable, the worst day of the calendar year.
Do you have seasonal affective disorder?
Oh, God, yeah.
I know I do, too. Sam?
I definitely suffer from it, but I take a lot of mitigation strategies often. So go to the gym, go for a walk.
Yeah, good for
you. I told you, I've been doing that steam room thing for 20, 30 minutes. Just leave me in there.
Well, don't overdo that.
Yeah, you can overdo that.
That's how you end up.
I've been doing 30 minutes. Is that bad?
30 minutes is too much.
So good.
I don't know what the normal amount of time is, but I mean, it is good for you because it gets out the toxins out of your system.
Sweat it out.
But it also dehydrates you.
I drink a lot of water when I'm done. I might go tonight if it's the saddest day of the year.
Have you been going?
Once a week.
First-time users should not exceed 5 minutes.
Huh.
I'm good. You are supposed to, by the way, here are some ways to get over Blue Monday. Buy yourself a succulent plant. No, that's not going to do it for me. Read a book, don't scroll, on your phone.
Quit scrolling.
Make yourself a hearty meal.
Read a book on your phone?
Soup? No, versus scrolling.
Oh, I see.
Read. Actually read. Seek the sunshine. Easier said than done.
Not going to happen today.
Take some vitamin D.
And finally, dance it out. Just start dancing, no matter where you are.
Okay. Sam, that's enough. You look like Elaine in Seinfeld.
Can we dance to break?
Yes, we are going to dance to break. We're going to play Family Feud when we get back here in just a moment on Dana and Parks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play the feud. Sam's ready. Dana's ready. I may be ready. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I needed the music. I'm up. I'm in a prone position.
All right, Sammy boy, let's play the feud. Let's test some buzzers here real quick.
Prone means laying down, by the way.
Oh, non-prone.
Here's mine, Sam.
Unprone? Oh, I need to be a little higher.
It makes Scott a little quieter. One more time. Much better. Thank
Fine.
You. Thank you.
Fine. Okay.
Are you prone?
I'm standing prone.
The opposite of prone. Top five answers are on the board. What are we playing to?
Oh, let's go to
10.
We're not going to 10.
Point values are doubled.
We'll go to five unless it ends really early.
Okay, top five answers are on the board. Name something that's cheap and greasy. Ooh, Dana.
Fries.
Number two answer on the board.
Pizza.
Number five.
Is it burger? I was going to go burger.
Number one was burger.
I was going to go burger too, and then I thought, no, it's going to be pizza. All right, 1-0.
Top five answers are on the board. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? Scott.
California.
Number one answer on the board.
Of course. They had a song about that.
Fill in the blank. My man is a love. Dana.
Machine.
Number one answer on the board. Top five answers.
The other answers.
Bug, muffin, addict.
Okay.
Hound. Top five answers. Tell me something that you have that has lasted longer than most of your relationships. Scott.
Just about everything I got.
Not on the board.
My underwear.
Not on the board.
A car.
Number four.
Man, I'm getting smoked.
Yeah. This is top four answers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Name a kind of hoop. Scott.
Hula.
Hoop. Number one.
No! Basketball!
Number two. Top five answers. Name an animal that's easy to imitate in...
A bear?
Now you have to finish the question for me.
Would you like the rest of the question?
I would.
In charades.
A dog.
Number two answer on the
board. It is 3-2-3.
What was number one?
A monkey. That would be one way to imitate it, yeah.
No, you can't make noises in charades.
Oh, that's true. Top five answers are on the board. Name a kind of ball that it might feel like a woman is pushing out when she's giving birth.
What?
Basket. Ball.
Who the hell came up with that question?
These are official feud questions. Basketball is the number one answer on the board.
4-3.
I've done that four times.
Sorry about that.
They were not the size of a basketball.
Okay, that one's dirty. Football? Top five answers are on the board. Name a good place to go when you want to cry. Dana.
The bathroom.
Number two.
Ooh.
Answer on the board. Scott.
Bedroom.
Number one.
No.
5-3, Scott.
It's more comfortable than the bathroom, I suppose.
Top five answers. Fill in the blank. Having a bird poop on you is bad, but imagine how much worse it would be if...
Horse.
Number four. Would you like the rest of the question?
Elephant.
Number one. You guys didn't even know the rest of the question.
Yeah, we didn't need to. That was easy.
Top five answers are on the board. After you murder someone.
What?
After you murder someone.
What just went?
Ding.
That was your computer.
Yes.
Name something specific you must quickly get rid of. Scott.
The murder weapon.
Number one answer on the board.
By the way, it's 6-4.
Top five answers. Name a way your man is like a good cut of meat.
He's beefy. I'm sorry he is.
Number three on the board.
He's cut.
Not on there.
Dang it.
Top two were lean and tender. Top five answers. Name a U.S. city where lots of rich people live. Scott.
Beverly Hills.
Number one answer on the board.
I almost said Mission Hill.
Also accurate.
That one's not on the board. What score update?
Oh, sorry. It's a 7-5.
Okay. Top five answers. Name something that comes in packs of 6 or 12. Dana.
Soda.
Number one.
Boom.
Beer number two.
Beer is number two. Eggs is three.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. Lady. Scott.
Macbeth.
Killer.
Scott.
Time!
Bug.
Number four.
Lady.
Time!
Lady. 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 Die. Lady Diana. No.
Luck. Gaga. Scott, you get that one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
8-6.
Name something that has the word super. Dana.
Super. Target.
Man.
Yeah, Scott got the number one answer on the board. What?
Jeez Louise. Super Target.
Spray shop.
Fill in the blank. Tongue. Scott.
Depressor.
That's what I was going to say.
Dana.
Tongue.
By the way, depressor was number five.
Tongue. Kiss.
Okay, Scott gets that point.
10-6.
Tongue tied, tongue in cheek, tongue twister. Top five answers. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or in. Dana.
A roller coaster.
Yep.
Number three.
Oh, no.
Planes.
Number one.
No!
Answer on the board.
Ooh, did you get 10 yet?
I have 11.
11 to what?
11 to 6.
Yeah, no way you're coming back. Do we want to keep going?
Yes, we do. We have 2 minutes. Go.
Oh, keep it clean.
All right.
Top five answers. What's something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one?
Candles.
Number one answer on the
board. Thank you.
Is bath bomb on there? That's what I was going to guess.
Bubbles was number two. Mm. Does that count as bath bomb? Mm.
Kind of, sort of.
Name something specific that has a long neck. Dana.
Giraffe.
Number one.
I'm mounting my comeback.
Name a way that eggs are prepared that can...
Scrambled.
Ooh, he didn't even call who won that one.
I wasn't even sure yet. I was busy staring at the sound bar.
Scott?
I was going to say scrambled.
Well, you can't. What do you say now?
I'll give you the point. You're that desperate.
Scrambled is the number one answer on the board. Name a place a teenager complains about having to go. Scott?
School.
Number one answer on the board. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Dana.
Carnations.
Number two.
Oh, should be number one.
Daisies.
Number one answer on the board.
I love daisies.
They're cheap.
If Batman went broke, he must sell his bat what? Dana.
Mobile.
And number one answer on the board.
13-10. Man, we got a lot of questions in today.
Top five answers. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Dana.
A dead end?
My job.
Number two answer on the board.
What else do you call a dead end but a
street,
dead end?
A relationship, an argument.
Well, that's what I meant, a street.
You didn't say street.
It said, what else could you consider a dead end?
Well, a dead end should be number one.
Street was number one, but you didn't say street.
That's what I meant.
All right.
Fill in the blank. In the bedroom. Oh, nope. I'm going to go to the next one. Fill in the blank. Hold the... Scott.
Hold the mayonnaise.
Number three answer on the board. Dana.
Hold the phone.
Number one answer on
the
board.
Hold the door is number two.
It is. Elevator is four. Name something that people say is on the house. Dana by a hair.
Salad dressing.
A drink.
Number one answer. Salad dressing.
Hey, thanks for coming in, guys. Here's your salad. The salad dressing is on the house. Well, how generous of the chef!
Okay, top four answers are on the board.
This is the
are
last
we still
one.
Going?
One more, and that's it.
Name something in your refrigerator that you can thank a cow for. Scott.
Milk.
Number one answer on the board.
Not in my fridge.
New to the rules?
I still think dead end should count for dead end.
Fine, I'll give it to you. 15-12. I still win. Didn't change a damn thing. Quick break. News coming up at the top of the hour here on Dana and Parks. So over the weekend, the Chiefs, as Dana mentioned earlier in the show, made ESPN history. The Chiefs-Texans matchup was the most watched NFL game ever for ESPN. 32.7 million viewers. It is expected to increase more than 33 million once the reports are finalized.
The Arrowhead Invitational. The AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium, 5:30 on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. The cheapest seats that you can get, section 323, row 39. There are only 42 rows in that section. You can see the parking lot better than the field. $319 a piece.
Ooh.
You want to sit lower bowl, you're going to be coughing up more than $1,000. Let's see, what are the high price tickets here?
And the temperature will be what?
31 degrees for a high on Sunday, so that'll be around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Game starts at 5:30, so it'll be in the mid to upper 20s at
yeah,
kickoff.
I was going to tell you, it's not going to matter, and here's why. A couple of weeks ago, we went to the game, and it was a noon game. Mm-hmm. And at kickoff, it was sunny. I shed layers. I was like, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
When you're all packed in there together and the sun was shining, then the sun starts to go down. The final quarter of that game, it had to have been a 25-degree swing.
Oh, it was cold.
And this is a 5:30 kickoff, did you say, Sam?
5:30, yep.
Oh, it is going to be freezing. It's going to be chilly.
A story here from Fox News. Egg prices are already steep, and they may be getting worse.
Just got two cartons this morning.
The average price of a dozen grade A large eggs was $4.15 during the month of December. That is an increase of $2.50 from the previous December. There are two things driving the prices, or price increases, excuse me, the bird flu outbreak and state laws about cage-free eggs. Experts,
cage-free eggs.
Some states have laws that...
The eggs aren't cage-free.
Don't you put those eggs in cages.
They won't know how to get out.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Is that egg in a cage?
Why, yes, it is.
Release that egg, please.
We're waiting for it to hatch.
The egg is kind of like a cage in and of itself.
What did it do to anybody? Why is it in jail?
I feel like we should call it cage-free mama chickens.
I paid $5 a carton this morning.
Wow.
That's what they say. So the average nationwide is currently $4.15 for a dozen grade A large. They're saying the average price for that same carton will go to $5 by the end of the year. That would be the highest ever recorded average price for a dozen eggs.
Now, a couple of months ago, they dropped all the way back down to like $2.15, and the avian flu was still a massive issue a couple of months ago. I'm very confused.
It's because they're in cages and
right.
The cost associated with uncaging them, Sam.
Exactly. And, well, the cost of the cages in general, per egg, I mean, that's a lot of metal.
Okay. Do you know why some eggs are brown and some are white?
The cage.
No, I know the answer to this because what my friend owns a farm. It's the color of their ears.
No, it's the color of their feathers.
Pretty sure it's the ears.
Where's Dan?
No, it's good. It's okay.
I'm hurting.
Just go with it.
My head hurts.
So if you're eating the contents of a white egg, it's likely the chicken had white feathers. If you're eating the contents of a brown egg, the chicken had brown feathers. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Farmer Bill.
Today, you're right, Dana, is Blue Monday. It is also Elementary School Teacher Appreciation Day. National Disc Jockey Day. Today we celebrate the original rock and roll DJ Alan Freed, who died on this day in 1965. But the very first disc jockey was a 16-year-old engineering student named Ray Newby in California. He played a record during an experimental radio broadcast in 1909, instantly making him the coolest kid on campus. College football national championship at 6:30 tonight. And happy birthday, yes, to Rainn Wilson, who is 59 years old today. Buzz Aldrin, talked to him once, years and years ago, 95 today.
Were you the guy he punched?
No, God, no.
Oh.
I said, Mr. Aldrin, please hold on the line. Nolan Owen will be with you in just a moment. And that was it. He goes, okay, thanks a lot, buddy. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good. To each other. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.